You're listening to SBS News.
The clanging sound of a pre-dawn ritual has echoed across the docks of Port Lincoln for more than 50 years. Fishermen and women are loading up the bait fish ahead of a day catching tuna. Fishing is the second biggest industry in the South Australian port city. It was radically transformed here with the arrival of a group of refugees in the 1960s from what was then Yugoslavia. Semi Skoljarev's parents were among them.
They were refugees, yeah. They left Croatia in 59 and spent 2 years in refugee camps in Italy. They had heard about the tuna, and there was a few Croatians that had come before my father.
Today, Semi Skoljarev runs Sea Cold Tuna, along with another child of migrants, Rick Kaliga. Mr. Kaliga says most of the Croatian migrants in Port Lincoln originate from the same small fishing village of Kali.
The village back in Croatia is very much a fishing village, so it's there, it's in their blood. But you know, fishing was one way of them, all the Croatians in this community, to be accepted quickly, because suddenly you come in and you start a business, you build boats, you start employing people, so the whole community sort of comes together, so that whole assimilation gets easier and easier.
The two men's fathers were part of a generation known as the Tuna Barons. The Tuna Barons were a group of fishermen who transformed the industry, particularly after the introduction of a quota system to stop overfishing in the 1980s. That prompted a move from catching wild tuna to tuna farming, which proved very successful. But the real change of fortune came in the 90s, when exposure to the lucrative Japanese sashimi market made millionaires out of many tuna producers. Port Lincoln's Mayor Bruce Green says the whole community has benefited from the industry's success.
It's been wonderful over the years to see that the wealth that's been generated by a lot of these fishermen has been reinvested in the city. They haven't taken their money and gone somewhere else. They've reinvested in our community.
Today, much of Port Lincoln's tuna is bound for Tokyo's sprawling Tsukiji fish market. But there are fears of turbulent times ahead. The Southern Bluefin Tuna Association's Brian Jeffries says while the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be good for many of the nation's primary producers, it will cancel out a competitive advantage for tuna exporters.
This multilateral agreement, although it doesn't include China or Korea at this stage, really wipes away that advantage we had. So in net terms, we're severely disadvantaged.
He says the industry stands to lose up to $40 million a year, and it could have wide-reaching repercussions.
I mean, these people have put their money and all the surpluses they made back into Eyre Peninsula, built tourist facilities, developed leisure centres and things like that. It's that that's inevitably under threat.
The industry is also facing another challenge. Who will keep tuna fishing traditions alive going into the future? Lukina Lukin's late husband Dinko was one of the so-called tuna barons. After his death, she took on the challenge of running Dinko Tuna. But the Thai-born former teacher is prone to seasickness, and her path to tuna fishing was somewhat unexpected.
Actually, I become tuna farmer because I love the man. First, I love the man. And then with that love, I like to carry on what he loved, you know. Nowadays, I don't have Dinko anymore, so I need to learn it from other that out there. And yes, they do accept me as one of the farmer, because, you know, even I'm a woman, but they accept it.
Now she is one of a new generation trying to figure out how to keep the industry growing.
I just try to open the market, you know, introduce our Southern Bluefin tuna into Chinese market. It's very hard. I haven't been successful yet, but I will not stop.
Port Lincoln's strong Croatian history is still reflected in its soccer club and at its Tuesday morning bocce games. But as the old guard moves on, it will be up to new custodians to set a course for the future.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.